We can all use a little help. Welcome to our learning lesson in our bonus module. What we're going to cover in this one is a little glimpse into a day in the life of me. I'm going to outline some of my daily habits, how I keep things simple, easy, some of the tools and supplement I use, and what accountability looks like and how I remember it all. Then I'm also going to drop for you a PDF of all my favorite supplies. I'm going to kind of summarize all of it from all the previous lessons, and I can include some links if you want to purchase things and some guides and just some extras and freebies for you. So let's dive in. It's bonus time. I cannot believe that we're almost through the program. You guys have come so far, and I wanted to really detail this in this, you know, spot in the program, because I have clients ask me all the time what my day looks like. What are some of my healthy habits? How I flow easily throughout the day as a busy mom of three boys running her own business. So let me start by saying that it's a journey. It's a journey through life. And what a journey means is that we're traveling and things change and things evolve. So it's not something that's going to look the same today as it does next year. My journey is going to look different than your journey. It's also taken me years to get where I am, but I do feel confident that after trying so many crazy goals and habits and all the things, I have figured out what won't work for me. And I have simplified things for me. And I would say that most people with a little intention could do what I do. So I'm going to walk you through a little bit of a day in the life and give you a simplified version on a PDF that is attached in this learning lesson. But just to give you kind of like a quick glimpse on what that looks like and how that goes. So when I wake up in the morning, I usually get out of bed right away. I don't hit the snooze. I don't hum and haw about it. I get out of bed. The sooner I can get out of the bed, the better once my alarm goes. I open the blinds, let some sunlight in, and then I head to the bathroom for my self-care routine. So my self-care routine in the bathroom is obviously my basics, my face and my oral health. I also set up a diffuser with tangerine and peppermint or some sort of citrus and mint to give me that boost of energy and give me that little bit of sunshine to start with. Then I head into my kitchen and drink one large glass of warm lemon water. Sometimes I flavor it with something different, but it's usually a warm glass of water or two. I take some supplements. Then I make myself a tea, or sometimes what I like to call like an elixir. It's like a tea supercharge, I guess you can say. Once my tea is done, I'm usually in the kitchen still making kids' meals, making their breakfast, making their lunches, all the things, getting everybody set and ready and organized. Then I have a coffee. Yes, I said it. I drink coffee. And this is when I implement it. I have always made sure that I do not have a coffee until I'm well hydrated. And that if anything, if you're a coffee drinker and you love coffee, the more you can cut down, the better. But definitely you need to hydrate before and after. Then I typically will have some sort of a smoothie or balanced breakfast. So it depends on my mood. It depends on my day, what it looks like, and also the time of year. I tend not to have as many smoothies in the winter and have more of like a breakfast on the go. I fit in a 30 to 40 minute walk every single day. I work, I sip on water all day. I usually boost it with some sort of flavoring, citrus or mint essential oil. Sometimes I'll make another tea. Then I'll have a balanced lunch. So half my plate is usually vegetable. And then protein and making sure I'm getting lots of fiber. I take more supplements with lunch. Then I usually work a little bit more. I like to break my day up. In the afternoon, I typically diffuse some sort of essential oil that boosts my mood or mellows out my mood, or helps me focus on the tasks that I need to complete. Mid-afternoon, before my kids come home, I usually have a tea. Sometimes there's a coffee there. I will admit, sometimes there's nothing better than just sitting in peace and quiet with a hot cup of coffee, right? I usually will snack on a handful of nuts and fruit or something light that is going to fill me up and kind of keep my blood sugar level. I get my kids from school. Then I'll usually do some sort of movement, workout, sweat, that sort of thing. My kids, once they get home from school and we've talked a little bit, they usually want to just decompress and be on their own. So that's when I take advantage of doing a little bit of movement. Or if I can get my kids out of the house right away and we can go to the park or something like that, we do that. Having a balanced dinner, then diffusing some essential oils like lavender and breathe before bed. I usually have a shower or bath before bed. I power down my electronics as early as I can, but I usually end up working late. And so if I'm working late, I always do a brain dump in order to shut my brain off and then finish up with a bathroom self-care routine, like flossing my teeth, brushing them, face cleansing, serum, gua sha technique for my face, that sort of a thing. I put a drop of Copaiba and frankincense under my tongue and then get into my bed, which is a very dark, cool room with a diffuser running. So that's just a version of my day and some of the things that I find very important on my day. I'm going to give you a bit more of a breakdown PDF so you can pick and choose what you want to. But this is evolving and it changes depending on life, right? So have a look at that. And then you're going to head over to your action tasks. And you're going to take a look at the worksheet that I've included for you there.